Chapter 3, The Superiority of Nam Sankirtan. In telling Gop Kumar the sadhan for attaining Vaikuntha, the four-armed eternal associates of Narayan said, Manyamahe kirtanam eva satamang lokat makaika swahridi smarat smrite vachi swayukte manasi shruto tata divyat paran apyap akurvad atmayat va. Brihat Bhagavatamrita 2.3.148. Because it engages the voice, ears and mind, and because it attracts others as it does oneself, we consider that kirtan is better than trying to remember the Lord with the fickle mind. There are so many kinds of sadhan for attaining Vaikuntha, and this refers to the entire realm of Vaikuntha up to Vrindavan. For everyone, in a general way, it is said that there are many sadhans for attaining Vaikuntha, such as ninefold bhakti, fivefold bhakti, 64 kinds of bhakti, and so on. Amongst all of these, three are primary: Shravan, Kirtan, and Smaranam. Of these three, Kirtan and Smaranam are primary. What is the meaning of Smarana? Rupa Goswami says it means that while your tongue is chanting your favorite name of Bhagavan, your mind is remembering Krishna's pastimes. In our sampradaya, there are many who consider that leaving aside all other methods, only dhyan or meditation should be done, especially for developing raganuga bhakti, meditating on the topics of Krishna's pastimes and remembering his Astakalya Lila have been recommended as the best type of smarana. But here, Sanatana Goswami, through the medium of Gop Kumar and the four-armed eternal associates of Narayan, are saying that Sankirtan is the best method of all. Why? Because the mind is restless. It won't remain steady. If anyone can deeply meditate on the pastimes of Krishna with a steady mind, then that is all right. But in almost every situation, the mind is not peaceful. It remains restless. Therefore, there is only one plan. Evam vrata swapriya nam kirtya jatanu rago druta chitta uchai. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.40. With a melted heart, loudly sing about the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Bhagavan. When one sincerely chants his favorite name of Bhagavan, then from the tongue that name will enter the mind and then the heart, thereby quietening all the senses. If by any separate endeavor one tries to control the restless mind, he will not be able to do so. For concentrating the mind, kirtan is necessary, and especially for Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us Nam Sankirtan as the Yuga Dharma. Harer Nam, Harer Nam, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatya Anyata. Brihan Naradiya Purana 38.126. In Kali Yuga, Hari Kirtan is the only means of deliverance. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Only Nam Sankirtan will make the restless mind steady, and is therefore the best method of all. If one performs Smarana that is dependent on Kirtan, then that will be effective. Arising on the tongue, Nam Sankirtan will control all of the remaining senses and the mind also. Otherwise, the mind is like a horse without a rider. If there are no reins and no rider, what will the horse do? Run here and there, according to his own desire. But if the rider of Kirtan climbs upon the horse of our mind and takes the reins, then the horse of the mind will not run aimlessly, but will go wherever the rider directs him. So what the four-armed eternal associates of Narayan were saying was conducive for the cultivation of bhakti and ultimately for gaining entrance into Braj. For this reason, Jayanta gave Gop Kumar this mantra to chant. Shri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Balavi Jivana Radhi Kesha. We have heard that anyone who doesn't perform kirtan, which is full of the names of Bhagavan, but only chants the Gopal mantra, will not be able to enter Golok Vrindavan. But it has also been said that the 60,000 Maharishis who witnessed the pastimes of Ram in Satyayuga performed sadhana by chanting the Gopal mantra, and as a result, they attained the forms of gopis in their next lives. And those who cite this reference say, so how can the Gopal mantra be considered inferior? The calm Gayatri is inferior. They will not take one to Golok. The Gopal mantra and the calm Gayatri are mantras of perfection. Anyone who performs sadhana by chanting them will certainly attain Goloka. How can we harmonize this? Harmonizing this seems to be a very difficult task because it appears that there is a contradiction in our Siddhanta. Some say that only Nam Sankirtan will take us to Golok, but others have written that by chanting the Gopal mantra, so many people went to Golok Vrindavan. So how can we harmonize this? Very easily. Where is perfection attained? Where is sadhana practiced? In this material world. And those rishis of Dandakaranya were practicing sadhana by chanting the Gopal mantra. From the mantra, Sambandha Gyan arose and ultimately transformed into Stayi Bhav, or permanent sentiment. And according to their particular internal natures, they attained perfection. They reached the limit of this world and became qualified to go beyond. Then, by the influence of Yogamaya, such perfected souls take birth in the womb of gopis when the manifest pastimes of Krishna appear in one of the material universes. After taking birth in Braj from the womb of a gopi, they become either a Sakha, a mother or fatherly-like guardian of Krishna, or a gopi. But they must first take birth in Gokul and develop an identity. Then there is no necessity of chanting the mantra any longer. Rather, by hearing and chanting about Krishna's pastimes and by the association of Gopal himself, the gopis and all of his other eternal playmates, one will himself become part of Krishna's eternal entourage and then go to Golok Vrindavan. One will not go directly. Therefore, everything is harmonized like this. First, there is Swarup Siddhi. And then after relinquishing the material body, comes Vastu Siddhi. The mantra is only useful in sadhana. There is no necessity of it in the stage of perfection. So saying that the Gopal mantra will take one to Golok Braj is correct. It will bring us to the entrance. And then we will enter and the activities of the mantra will cease. Both ideas in regard to the mantra are correct. But without the Gopal mantra and the calm Gayatri, will our sadhana be complete with only the Nam Sankirtan? No, because by Nam Sankirtan alone, we will not be able to chant Shuddhanam, the pure name of Krishna. First, from the influence of the mantra, Sambandha Gyan will come. Then we will feel a particular devotional sentiment within us, and finally our eternal Swarup will arise. After this, by becoming deeply absorbed in Nam Sankirtan, everything will be completed. Suppose we are cutting grass, and someone says to us, "Please use a golden blade to cut the grass." Will we use a golden blade to cut the grass? No, an iron blade will be more effective. Similarly, because we are in such a conditioned state, chanting the Gopal mantra and calm Gayatri is also necessary. At different stages, different things are necessary, but we shall understand Nam Sankirtan to be the best thing in sadhan and in perfection. The Gopal mantra is effective only in sadhan, but not in the stage of perfection. The perfected soul will not chant it, because its work has been completed. We must understand this point well. Nam Sankirtan is necessary in the conditioned state, but along with it we must chant the Gopal mantra, the mantra of Mahaprabhu, Gaur Gayatri, and all other mantras that our Guru has given us. The efficacy of these mantras is that they make Sambandha Gyan arise, and the attachment to sense enjoyment fade away. Anyone who follows this method sincerely for 1 year, or even 6 months, will certainly see what its result is. If the desired result doesn't come, then there must be some problem. Perhaps the seed, the mantra, was not very potent because the giver was not pure. Or perhaps we are not chanting from the heart, or we are cheating in some way. Rather, giving it to our heart with deep faith and firm determination, we should chant. Krishnasya nana vida kirtaneshu tannama sankirtanam eva mukhyam tat prema sampaj janaye swayam drak shaktam tata shrestatamam matam tat. Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 2.3.158. Of the many types of Krishna kirtan, the kirtan of his name is primary, because it is capable of bestowing the great wealth of pure love for him very quickly. It is considered the best. There are many types of Krishna kirtan: glorification of his qualities, of his forms, of his pastimes. But the glorification of his name is the foremost. If I call out, "Come over here," who will come? Many people will come. If I describe some qualities of the person I want, then still many may come. But if I call out the name of the specific person that I want, then at once only that person will come. Similarly, there is glorification of Bhagavan's qualities, forms, and pastimes. But for calling Bhagavan and for remembering Bhagavan, the Nam Sankirtan of Bhagavan is the best. Included within this Nam Sankirtan will be the glorification of his qualities, forms, and pastimes. In this way, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopinath, Hey Madana Mohan, our kirtan should be full of his names. And of these names, those which refer to Krishna's relationship with the gopis are the best of all. If one desires to very quickly attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and attain the prema of Braj, then Nam Sankirtan is the best and most powerful method. This is the conclusion of Sanatana Goswami. Because if we chant Nam Sankirtan with great sincerity, then very quickly Krishna prema will arise. Nam Sankirtanam Proktam Krishnasya Prema Sampadi Balishtam Sadanam Shrestam Paramakshara Mantravat. Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 2.3.164. It is said that Nam Sankirtan is the best and most powerful method for attaining the treasure of Krishna Prem, because, like the most supremely magnetic mantra, it pulls Sri Krishna towards a sadhak. Therefore, Gop Kumar was instructed to again return to the material world, where his guru instructed him on kirtan and gave him this mantra to chant: Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashri Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Shibala Vijivana Radhikesha. Here, one doubt may arise. Sanatan Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were contemporary, and at that time, the preaching of the Maha Mantra was going on. Mahaprabhu had begun the specific propagation of the Maha Mantra in Navadvip, and in Puri also it was going on. But in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami did not write anything in relation to the Maha Mantra. Instead, he gave the mantra containing the names Sri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda. So should we think he didn't know of the Maha Mantra? What was the reason he didn't give the Maha Mantra? The Maha Mantra is especially meant for Kali Yuga, whereas this mantra from Brihat Bhagavatamrita is for all time, as are the Gopal Mantra and the Gayatri Mantra. But more importantly, Gop Kumar had the internal sentiment of a cowherd boy, and therefore more explicit names such as Sri Yashoda Tanaya and Nanda Kishore Krishna were given to him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis chanted the Maha Mantra, knowing that ultimately the only meaning of the Maha Mantra is Radha Krishna themselves. But ordinarily, one wouldn't see this meaning there. They chanted it with intense feelings of separation, full of rasa, and the sentiments of braj. Anyone who comes to know this meaning will definitely prefer chanting the Maha Mantra over the mantra Sri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda. But because Gop Kumar was merely a simple cowherd boy who had no knowledge of tattva, he would have been unable to detect the sentiment of braj within the Maha Mantra. We can't see a plant or a tree within a seed, but they are there. And an expert can examine a seed and determine whether it will produce one thing or another. Or if there are two pots of yogurt, one may examine them side by side and determine which one is naturally sweet. The pot of yogurt, which has had sugar added, will have a slightly pinkish appearance and should only cost 3 rupees per kilo. Why? Because the cream has been removed from this yogurt. It has been skimmed, and a little sugar has been added to give it some artificial sweetness. But the other pot, containing only simple and pure yogurt, with its own natural white color and sweetness, is worth 10 rupees per kilo, because it has been made from whole milk, and therefore there is ghee in every particle of it. Similarly, the Goswamis have examined the 16 names in the Maha Mantra, extracted the meaning and tasted it. When chanting the Maha Mantra, the deity whom we are aspiring to serve is inherent within the names that we are calling. For instance, in Hari Rama, to us, Rama means only Radharaman Krishna, and Hare means Srimati Radhika, the one who steals Sri Krishna away to the Kunj, gives him great pleasure, and serves him with Prem Bhav. When chanting Hare, we are exclusively calling Srimati Radhika. If anyone receives this understanding from a Satguru or a Rasik Vaishnava and chants the Maha Mantra full of this sentiment, then their eternal Swarup will appear within them very soon. Otherwise, if we have received the mantra in a crooked way, we will think that its meaning is not Sri Radha Krishna themselves, but something else. So in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami has given the mantra, Sri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda, because for some this is necessary. But ordinarily, for the jivas of Kali Yuga, the Maha Mantra has been given. And in accordance with the scriptures, it should be firmly adhered to and chanted always. Thus ends Chapter 3 of Going Beyond Vaikuntha.